Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. As you know, a lot of times my eyes are closed. I'm in eye patches and I don't see what's going on. I had been dreaming of Twitter for years, and in fact, I actually dreamed one night that I had posted Twitter. And when I got up, I was excited. I was jazzed. I felt like I had conquered the world. And then when I realized that I was waking up and I thought about it, I didn't have Twitter. I didn't even have an account. So I shared that with my community. And one of the girls, the young ladies that I've been mentoring and loving, actually sent a tweet out into the world for me. And that was amazing. And then, a little later on, one of my other daughters, my bonus daughters, made a Twitter account for me and was tweeting some things out. The third step was my oldest son actually set up a Twitter account for me and explained it to me. And so I have learned that there are a lot of people on there, different varying issues with how much they can see and what they can see. Well, I found Twitter to have another use, and that is I can use a hashtag, which is the pound sign, and put in the word Seattle or the word Cleveland, Mississippi, or my guilty pleasure, Karen's Gone Wild. I admit it. They are interesting, and when I'm having a hard day, I need to have a different view. And sometimes I even get a smile out of it. Well, last night, I had seen an alert that there was something going on in one of the local high schools. And I forgot that I wanted to find it out. So before I went to sleep, I did the Twitter. I hit Twitter and I typed in my hashtag in Seattle. And this picture came up and I was like, oh, this is so beautiful. And then I looked a little lower, because that's kind of how I look at things now, and I saw it was a park with tents, with what I believe were homeless tents. And so it struck me, I mean, it really struck me hard, what I was seeing, because I had heard things and I thought I had seen what it was, because people have been talking about tent cities. And I remember before I lost the ability to see, well, I thought that they were saying that they had things, these homeless shelters in church parking lots. I remember hearing things about that. But last night, it was really different for me. And I was hedging whether or not to share. But I think that when I initially started sharing, I was sharing as a way to just help others and to inspire others, but it's become more than that. It's become a way to help me. And I think it was always a way to help me, but I wasn't aware of how much it was helping me. And what I notice when I am unable to speak well enough to share or see well enough to share, that my world seems a lot more closed in. And I feel like I have more anxiety, and it's not a good feeling. And so when I looked at that picture, I saw the most beautiful tones of, I think, navies and blues. And it made me smile. And then as I got a little bit further, I saw just the traces of tree leaves and outlines. And it was below that that I started seeing these pictures of homes, of these people's makeshift homes. And so, because I felt like if it was that devastating to me, and I'm on the outside looking in, I was wondering what it was like for the people who are on the inside trying to see out. So I, often when I see things, I'm not seeing them as clear as I think, or I'm not always seeing what I think I see. And so I pulled the picture back up today because I refuse to keep my head in the sand and pretend this is not happening. And, I can't add the color this morning because my eyes won't let me do that. But I can see so much, and yet so much is missing, you know? And so I sat with those feelings and I started writing, and it was daunting, nerve-wracking. And I caught myself in tears a couple of times, and I wiped the tears away because I'm like, I don't have the right, to cry tears for these people and not help. I don't have the right to look above the skyline and see what I thought were mountains, and to see the streets and the buildings and not see the people. But when I look at the picture, I'm not seeing any people, right? I'm seeing empty chairs. I'm seeing probably trash. Wait a minute. Thank you. The one good thing about the iPad is you can actually use your fingers and blow things up. I did finally see some people. And that had me worried when I couldn't see the people. These are people who look like they're over towards maybe a park area. And I don't understand how we're walking past this as a society and not stopping. And I think I might even be seeing a garden in the park. I'm not sure. But those parts are not what I really want to talk about. You know, I've been seeing pictures periodically of Seattle and of Bellevue and other places, and I don't recognize them anymore because it's been 15 years. It's like I feel like I'm not where I used to be, right? The buildings are beautiful. They look huge. I see windows. And so when I see all that, I'm thinking that there is gotta be space for people who look like me, who don't look like me, who have my heart, who don't have my heart. There has to be space, right? And so I don't know what we're doing as a society. And like I said, I'm not trying to be a bummer. I'm not trying to bring anybody down. But I just need to understand this because I am lost when I look at this picture. You know, I remember hearing stories of people who used to live underground in like old subway stations in New York. And I remember seeing sci-fi movies like that. But when I see this one picture that I cannot get beyond, I'm stuck. because I didn't realize this was reality for many people. And I don't know what I was thinking a tent city was. I guess I was thinking that it looked like maybe the old pictures from the military bases where they had uniform tents and, you know, there was some kind of like assembly line or formation where there would be less wind coming in. I was hoping that there was some kind of security out there, that people were present and that they were getting services. Maybe I thought there was a big communal tent where maybe people ate, or they had classrooms. And I know that we have the virus going on, and but that makes a lot of what I was thinking not even possible. But when you don't see things every day, you don't have a clue of what really is going on. And I'm wondering, and I don't even know if I need to wonder, how much I'm missing, right? Because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about the fact that I have a television that was bought new for me by my father that maybe I turned on 4 times in 6-7 years. And I'm thinking that somebody can use that TV. And then I'm thinking about the microwave that I have here. And I used to use it primarily to put a little bit of backlight in the room so that I could get around and not, you know, find certain things, and the light went out. And I'm thinking, the light went out, but it's still a usable microwave. You know, it needs to be washed and, you know, wiped out and stuff. But I'm thinking of all the things that I have that I don't use, right? And so I have been wanting this desk because I thought it would help me organize better. I would have a place to sit, a better place to sit, think, and concentrate. And then I listen to my tapes when I need to be uplifted and inspired. I play them for my father sometimes. And so it's become much more than just providing daily inspiration for people that I love. And I'm thinking of the fact that I have just been sick to my stomach most of the day and most of the morning. I have to be able to figure out what went wrong, what made these situations occur, and I have to find a meaning somewhere in my grief so that I can make it past the occurrence. And what I find is that when I do that, I also help others make it past their occurrence. And so, at some point I'm going to share that with you, but I think that too goes along with the ones that we have lost to the virus. My hope is that it stops soon. My prayer is that it stops soon. And my belief is that God will make a way. At the same time, I'm thinking about all of the sci-fi movies, and how many of them first told a lot of what we are seeing today in society. And I don't know how many people are really recognizing that. And so I'm not sure if life is imitating art being the movie, or if the movies are foreshadowing the fall of society. You know? I remember, you know, back in the 70s, I was into Space 1990 and the original Battlestar Galactica, which was phenomenal. And I didn't think anyone would ever be able to beat that Battlestar Galactica. And there were a lot of other sci-fi movies that come into mind. There was something, maybe The Fifth Element, where we saw one of the Chris's, and I get those guys mixed up. I'm so sorry. I know there's a Chris Rock and there's Chris Tucker. I think it was Chris Tucker because Chris Rock was more of a family man most of the time. And he played this, maybe that was the first view of a transsexual. I don't know, but you know, I'm not sure that I get all of the genders, the cisgen, the he, she, they, because I don't know how you can be a they when you're one person, and I'm sure somebody will tell me. I'm a little lost with some of that, so I'm going to leave that alone. But I remember this movie, there was a picture of him where he had his hair kind of cut different, and I think there were people who had all these different colors like we're seeing right now in their hair. And it was just the wildest thing, right? But it's like we are living in the fifth element with all of that stuff that I thought was wild and crazy being our new reality, right? And so as I think of that, I think of the Escape from New York and things like that, Cyborg, and you know, where they situations were occurring and there was all this unrest and anarchy and you know, inhumanity, right? And people were locked up. I remember there was one where they had put maybe made a whole island into a prison into an island. I mean, all of these things that I always thought were just sci-fi, right? But when I look at them, and I reflect back in my mind, I see that we have been willingly losing our humanity all along, and we didn't even see it. I initially started to crop this picture because I thought it was taking too much of my space on my iPad. And as I look back at this right now while I'm talking to you, I realize that the vision that I thought I was seeing wasn't even complete, because the mountains, they're there. But if I had been looking with my pre-surgical eyes before I started having these problems, I would have seen that the trees, even without their leaves, were the first thing in the picture. Right? So I'm wondering, how often are we looking past things, not realizing them, and expecting them to be different? How often are we looking at a picture and not seeing the people inside the picture? You know, I don't know that I have the answer, but I think every one of us can make a difference. I'm going to do what I can in my home to rehome this television, the microwave, and some other things that people actually can use. I don't know what they need, but I'm going to try to figure out a way that I can be more involved, because I think if we don't step in and stop this fall, you know, this free fall, that we're going to find a lot more people needing help. Lost, breaking into places because they don't have money for food. They have no shelter for their children. They have no car to get around, probably because they have no gas, they have no insurance, they don't have jobs. And right now, a lot of people don't have jobs. So, I want to share with you a few of the thoughts that I had. And, yesterday I saw the world, and I saw how much of it was empty. It was empty of brotherly love, compassion, sensitivity, and many more things. I blinked my eyes, and it was not a dream or a figment of reality. Yeah. So yesterday, I saw the world, and boy, was it empty. wondering. Today, I am wondering. I'm wondering, where are the mothers? And where is our civility? Where are all the childhood memories that I still hold dearly? Memories of deep bonded communities. If I can't look into society and see me, how are those lost and alone to find their way back to you and me? Back into life, happiness, and some form of safety. Am I the only one wondering? Look up. I look up to see what is left of a memory. Is the sky still blue, at least part of the day? Does the grass still grow green? I really want to know. See, these are not the community images of what I expected to see. So I want to ask you to look up and see humanity. Pictures, beautiful pictures. Pictures only showing tall skyscrapers, shopping malls, and non-reality. Who picks up the torch and passes it along? It's like we're living miles away from unity. My eyes cry, and I wipe the tears, and I tell them to stop crying. That is of no use. I need to help create a new picture, one that we help choose. Lost in a tailspin or an illusion? Lost in a tailspin, thinking the only way that this happened was collusion. Somebody somewhere sucked the air out of life. The have-nots don't even have a knot. They have nothing. Those that got greedy, and they took all that they could see. What they don't see is this is the enemy's illusion. I refuse to be a silent party in their collusion. I don't think I will ever be the same, nor should I be, nor should you be. It took me one picture of a beautiful blue sky at night, and maybe a mountain peak. But what was clear was what was underneath. A community park of miscellaneous tents, squatters' trash, and not one face or even a child's smile. Someone's home in makeshift places. I'm conflicted. Can I even share my views? I understand how important it is to keep providing a light in the darkness as our cities fall into the abyss. So I have to wonder about my voice. What is its best use? So I hope that you gain something out of my attempt to see how we can make a better reality. We're going to talk again soon, and I hope you have some ideas that you're willing to share, because I can't believe this is going on. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and an evening of peace, with food in your stomach, warm clothes on your back, a roof over your head, food for your children, affordable housing, and everything that a normal human can use. I see you. I understand you in a way that I didn't understand before. And I promise I will not be silent any longer. Thank you.